Earlier this year, Beverly Glenn Copeland was honored at New York's Guggenheim Museum. Now he's the subject of a documentary and a forthcoming tribute album. Many of his fans are quite a bit younger than the 77-year-old artist who is Black and transgender. As Allison McCabe reports, they're drawn to more than just his music.
Beverly Glenn Copeland, or Glenn as he's known to friends, compares himself to a radio that's tuned to pick up certain frequencies. His father was a pianist. His mother sang spirituals. At 17, Copeland left Philadelphia to study classical music in Montreal. He released two folk-inflected albums in the early 1970s. Both went unnoticed.
Look into my eyes, the color of any hour. This season needs you now, anyway.
Soon after, Copeland moved to the woods and started creating music for children's television. Then he got his hands on an Atari computer and a drum machine. In the new documentary, Keyboard Fantasies, he describes the experience as transformative.
I suddenly, for the first time in my life, I had access to wild sounds that a piano couldn't make, that a traditional acoustic instrument couldn't make. Plus, I had access to things that almost sounded like a violin if you squinted really hard with your ears.
In 1986, Copeland self-released a cassette album called Keyboard Fantasies, selling only a few dozen copies. But over the next three decades, his music quietly circulated around the world.
Welcome to spring, the summer rain. Softly turn to sing again.
British filmmaker Posy Dixon says she first heard it in 2017.
I can remember, like, so clearly the sound of Glenn's voice and just being like, wow, who is this? What is this music? And I also remember thinking, like, I have no idea whether this is somebody from contemporary times, if this is somebody from the 70s, if this is a man, if this is a woman.
Dixon started searching online for more of his music, eventually finding Copeland himself. As their friendship deepened, Copeland realized the best way to connect with his audience was to meet them. Even though he hadn't been on stage for years, drummer Bianca Palmer says the first time she saw Copeland, she was awed.
That music is like so much of his own acceptance of himself and just like an incredible listening and relation to his body and the world and nature itself.
In the intervening years, the universe brought him challenges, but also possibilities. Palmer says it was clear he was there to share more than just his music.
He just thanked our generation for just caring about this world. Everyone was just dripping with tears.
After the show, Copeland came out to see Palmer play with her own band, then invited her to form a touring ensemble, which he dubbed Indigo Rising.
Deep river, my home is over.
Posy Dixon filmed Copeland and Indigo Rising performing together for the documentary Keyboard Fantasies, the Beverly Glenn Copeland story, now streaming on demand. She says she isn't simply sharing a story about discovering an overlooked talent, but a figure who is in many ways transcendent.
Glenn's story has got so many elements of it connect with so many people. His position as an elder, as a queer elder, as a queer elder of color, who is living this like rich, beautiful, calm, successful life is such a powerful vision.
Although Copeland has gained a significant following, cellist and sound artist Kelsey Liu says his legacy is only beginning to be realized.
There is this feeling of love that I think we all as fans really feel. And I also think that we don't have as many elders to look up to in that way. Somebody that has been unapologetically themselves through time and been able to exist and survive and thrive.
Along with the electronic musician Ozma Maruf and filmmaker Wu Song, Liu honored Copeland with a collaborative installation at New York's Guggenheim Museum this past summer. Now Liu is among the contributors to Keyboard Fantasies Reimagined, an album that builds on Copeland's boundless soundscapes.
Welcome to you, both young and old. We are ever new, we are ever new.
health issues preclude Copeland from joining us, but last year he told NPR's Ari Shapiro he's grateful young people are embracing his music and message, though he humbly claims he's only the medium for these cosmic transmissions.
It's good to know that the music that's being sent to me at this point is making a difference for folks in one way or another.
For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.